And we kick off the happy hour on what is really not all that happy of a Padre day here. Hour number four of Gwynn and Chris. We're leading you into the Padre pregame show. And then at 6:30 tonight, shortly thereafter, Padres will take on the Reds. Yu Darvish returns to the mound for San Diego. They could use a big-time outing from Darvish, who's still looking for his first win of this young season. Former Padre Nick Martinez will face the flailing Friars, who are looking to get out of their struggle sauce and put an end to this five-game losing streak. I said it earlier, I'll say it one last time. You got to count on your big-name guys when you're in trouble. They've got to come through. And I'm looking at, you know, Bogarts, we know all this stuff already, but last 18 games, he has one double and one home run. That's the same number of home runs that Juan Soto has in the last 2 minutes. Yeah, Juan Soto just hit a home run for the Yankees. They're trailing Baltimore 4-2 despite that. But Xander Bogarts, you know, 18 games, he's got two extra base hits. Fernando Tatis, last 11 games, no home runs. Manny Machado, last 10 games, no extra base hits. I mean, that's no bang for the buck.
No, not at all.
I mean, that's a lot of money. Those three guys combined are making $81 million on average this season. You add their three salaries on average together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? $24 million, $32 million, $25 million. It's $81 million. You need more than, what, one double and two home runs?
Yeah.
I mean, let's go. Let's go. These guys got to get the Padres out of their funk. And it's, you know, that's who I'm calling on. They're the biggest shoulders. They got to shoulder the load now and get the Padres going. 14 and 18 is not, it's not panic, but you're headed toward the danger zone. And I know that you're kind of not because it's April and we can do all that thing that Scraby hates me to do.
I can't do it anymore, Chris.
I know you can't. But here's my point. Last year they got, you know, fell down about, what is it, mid-May? Fell below 500. It's mid-May, May 10th, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah,
anyway,
something around there.
Yeah, they never got back until the last two games of the season. It can be hard to rally back from five games under 500, six, seven games under 500. Doesn't seem like much, but it can take a while, especially when the Padres never get a winning streak.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I know you're in agreement with me there, Scrape.
Yes, I definitely am.
The Padres don't get winning streaks. Last year, they didn't have a better than a three-game winning streak until mid-September.
On May 12th, they lost to the Dodgers, which put them at 19-20.
And they never got back to 500 until the very end.
Yeah.
Till the very end. And this year, and just to underscore my other point about how hard it is to get back to 500, this year the Padres have won more than two games in a row just once. Three games is the most they've won, and they've only done that once. So you get six, seven, eight games below 500, and you're going to be in some serious trouble.
These losses, as you've said, they snowball. And if you're able, you can lose one here and there, but if you're able to stop the losing streak, say at one or two, you'll be fine.
I brought it up earlier. Texas Rangers lost eight in a row, three in a row, and four in a row twice. And all of those losing streaks were in the final month and a half last year, and they ended up winning the World Series. But that doesn't mean the Padres are winning the World Series by losing all these games right now. It's just, you're trying to put it into a little perspective. It's not panic. But it's getting to where you got to start taking care of things because this Padre team hasn't really shown the ability to reel off seven or eight in a row and get right back on track. And right now, they're wobbling and they've kind of gone off track here with this five-game losing streak. We'll see what happens tonight. Darvish, Nick Martinez, the former Padre.
As Dan says on the chat, Nicky Tight Pants.
Nicky, I wouldn't call him Nicky Tight Pamps. I'd call him Nicky Red Bull. Nicky Red Bull. What did he say? He drank like six of those a day?
No, he did. He drinks a lot of Red Bull before he goes out. And I don't know if he still does,
but he did when we interviewed him a couple of years ago, and we're like, Nick, man.
He said his family was worried about his heart.
That's what I was going to say. That can't be good for your heart, your ticker.
Yeah.
You know, come on, Nick. If you're listening right now, you got to cut back a little on the Red
Bull.
The
crash, though, I mean, if you drink like six Red Bulls before you go out and start, somewhere you're gonna crash.
Nicky Red Bull against Darvish.
Nicky Tight Pants.
Tonight. All right. The other baseball news today, Mike Trout, knee surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Going to miss 2 to 3 months. Who knows? Maybe longer. The Angels are hoping he will be able to come back before the end of the season, but another injury blow to the great Mike Trout. NBA playoffs coming up on the end of the second quarter at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks, after trailing much of this game, have come back now to take a 47-41 lead over the 76ers. Knicks are trying to close out the series in five, which is what Denver did to the Lake Show last night.
I would like to bring up the fact that there are still people on the chat trying to prove to you and Tony that there are obstructed view tickets in Petco Park. Thank you to Photo Guy Mark and Matthew for coming to my defense in the chat there. Appreciate that.
So happy that there are obstructed view tickets.
Like I said, you guys gaslight me all the time. So
I don't even know what gaslighting is, so
well, you're
I don't
telling
know how
me that
I do
something
it.
Doesn't exist when it does actually exist.
Is that a gaslight? Is that the definition of gaslighting?
I'll get you the definition.
Give me the definition, because I want to know if I really do gaslight you.
All right.
Because I really don't even know how to do it.
You do, because you do it every day. It's a colloquialism.
I don't want loosely. I want the actual definition.
Oh, gosh. I went to Wikipedia. Let me go to gaslighting. I don't think there's actually a definition.
Well, you're blaming me and saying that I do it. So let me tell me what I do.
Oh, this is right up your alley.
All right.
The practice of psychologically manipulating someone into questioning their own sanity, memory, or powers of reasoning. That is you and Tony to a T. To a T.
You know who else that is to a T? You.
I am not.
On yourself.
What do you mean?
You do that to yourself.
I don't gaslight myself.
You question your own sanity yourself.
Yes, I do, but
okay,
I'm not gaslighting
myself. Well, you just admitted
that.
You just said that's what gaslighting is. Talking somebody into believing that they have to question their own sanity, and I'm like, you do that to yourself. I don't need to even do that to you.
Gaslighting is a form of manipulation where a person causes the victim to question their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories.
Yes, you are such the victim.
BrutusFan619 on the chat. Gaslight definition. Chris Ello.
Gaslighter. All right. Well, I couldn't throw gas, so I might as well gaslight.
You couldn't. I like that. You couldn't throw gas.
No.
It's good.
All right. Let's. When we come back, Mike Shildt, pregame, get you ready for tonight's game. Also, Manny Machado. Speaking about what's going on with the struggling Friars, we'll hear from my Manny, or Manny Machado.
You're still claiming
him, as he used to be. Of course, I always will claim him.
All right.
But Manny's DH'ing tonight, not playing third base 3 days in a row. So he's in the lineup, though. We'll give you the lineup, kind of refamiliarize you with tonight's game. Remind you everything else that's gone on in the sports world and get you ready for Sam Levitt's Padre pregame show. That's next. First traffic. Matt Scraby sitting alongside the gaslighting duo of Chris Ello and Tony Gwynn Jr. 520 is the time. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3. The Fan Padre pregame show. Just around the corner, then Padres and Reds a little bit later on this evening. We'll hear from Mike Shildt in a moment. Also hear from Manny Machado in just a moment. But first, Scraby with a little shout-out
to
your brother-in-law here.
Yes, my brother-in-law, Andrew.
Is this your wife's husband? Your wife. Your sister's husband?
Yes, I hope it's not my wife's husband. That would be terrible. I would be
Since you don't have one.
Yeah, I don't have a wife. Yes, it's my sister's husband. So
Andrew.
Yes, Andrew is from Ireland, and he came over here when he was 18, so he's been here for a long time, but he met my sister and everything.
What's his surname?
Gallagher.
Sounds a bit Irish.
I've been to Ireland once, and it was when I was a drinker, and I gotta tell you, I couldn't keep up with them, which
They don't do anything but drink there. Is that correct? Andrew doesn't drink anymore either.
No, but when we went, we were finding ourselves in a pub at 8 a.m. because the football match was on. Mm-hmm. And so we started drinking beer at like 8 a.m. every single day.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Patrick's Day just passed.
Yes, it did. Andrew passed his citizenship test today. And so I wanted to congratulate him on that.
I'd be curious.
It's difficult.
Yeah, I'd be curious. I'm curious if Andrew could send along. I don't know if he's listening to the show.
He's not.
But next time you talk to him or your sister, I'd be curious, like, what are some of the questions they ask? Like, who was the first vice president?
It's history questions.
Stuff like
that,
right?
It's stuff that I believe there have been in the past people out there trying to get people to take these citizenship tests, and even Americans can't pass them. So it just shows you how difficult they actually are.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Let me see if I can find any questions.
Our knowledge of American history is not great any longer.
No.
All right. Well, our short-term knowledge of Padres history, unfortunately, is pretty good. Unfortunately, what we remember is not pretty good. They've lost five in a row. Mike Schilt decided that today would be a good day for optional batting practice.
Yes.
Try to shake things up for the Friars. Here is what he had to say about that.
So, yeah, we had optional batting practice. You know, we're in the very back end of 13 in a row, you know, and we got a day game tomorrow. So this is a very hardworking, intentional group of how they prepare. And now we're giving them the benefit of showing up, and we're going to get our ground balls, as you can see, and then making sure that guys either want to get their work to get ready for the game in the cage or want to do it on the field. And so that's a pretty normal thing, and it's a trust situation with our guys.
All right.
I don't really have any issues with it.
You know, I have no issues with it. I didn't realize I'd forgotten that the Padres were in the midst or the very end of a long stretch where they haven't had a day off.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised nobody's brought that up as a possible excuse for their current struggles.
No, it's the beginning of the season, Chris.
Okay.
All teams have to do it, too.
I know what I was going to say is it's not a very good excuse, because if you can't play well at the tail end of 13 games in a row, then you're going to have a bad season, because teams play 13 games in a row all the time. Padres do have an off day on Thursday. They cannot wait until Thursday to break out of this slump. They got to do it tonight. Urgency, fellas, urgency. Manny Machado spoke to the media today, or spoke to our Sam Levitt, one or the other, or both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he spoke to everybody, yes.
What did Manny have to say about...
A lot.
A whole bunch of things. Let's hear him.
Tonight, and Nick Martinez, what was it like? What was your impression of him as a teammate when you had him here?
I mean, he was awesome. I mean, he's a guy we definitely miss in here. Had a lot of energy, you know, got along with everybody, and definitely a competitor out there on the field. So, you know, he's a guy we definitely miss here.
Defensively, how have you felt out there? There's been some plays where it looked like you never left.
Yeah, feel good. You know, taking it day by day, and, you know, definitely happy to be out there for sure. It's been fun.
How do you feel physically after playing a couple of days in a row? How's that process going?
Feel good. I mean, I've been playing now, 30-some games in. You know, obviously a little bit more intensity, a little bit more on my feet. But, you know, overall, still feel good. You know, obviously it's a matter of building up my tolerance. But, yeah, I mean, overall, feel great.
Mike, last night said you did not think there was a hangover effect from the Colorado game. What do you think is, you know, the impact of that game, if there is any, for this team?
I mean, it's you got to turn the page, obviously, and it hasn't really been going too well for us this homestand. I think we've been doing a lot of good things overall, you know, but just haven't caught a good break, haven't hit with runners in scoring position as good as we can. But you know, overall, we've got to stay with the process, trust the process, you know, continue. continue getting better every single day. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, we're not in a good funk right now, but, you know, the guys come in here, they try to work, try to get their work in every single day. And I think if we continue doing that in the long haul, you know, over a long period of time, things will, you know, kind of even out. But yeah, I mean, it's just definitely, you know, it's not a good homestand for sure.
What kind of boost is it to get Darvish back?
Darvish? Yeah, I mean, huge. I mean, just having him healthy. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, have him healthy. And if he can stay healthy all year, you know, obviously getting him, you know, 15 days off to kind of like regroup and, you know, get right is huge. So, you know, having him tonight go up there, you know, we couldn't ask for a better man to, you know, get us back on track.
Well, I agree with that, Manny. Manny Machado right there. Ahead of tonight's game. I got to tell you one thing, Scrape.
What?
Where, you know, I don't always agree with you. As a matter of fact, I rarely agree with you.
Yeah.
But one thing.
Yeah.
One thing you said earlier today was that, you know, it's sounding like we're going down the same path as last year. And I, for once, am going to just agree with you because I've heard so many interviews just like that with Manny Machado over time. And I'm kind of starting to get used to what he says. And I must tell you that Manny Machado often says the following. We need to trust the process. I've heard him say that dozens of times, most of the time last year. And I've heard him and me say that things will even out. Now, first of all, it kind of did even out last year, but it was too late, right?
Was,
by the time it did, they ended up missing the playoffs by 2 games. Trusting the process is fair, but I would love, and I think you would love, just one time, and maybe that's not in Manny's personality or, you know, any of these guys' personality necessarily, but say, you know what? We stink right now. We gotta play better and win a couple of ball games.
I know that's not
a baseball player's.
He said they've had a terrible homestand. They've done some good things, but I don't. When we're talking about trust the process and stuff, I kind of think Manny and the players need to believe that because Manny's been around for a long time and trusting the process has worked for him. But for us fans, it's hard for us to hear it because we have trusted the process and the process is not working.
The process has let us down the last little while here. All right, Padres and Reds pregame, Sammy Leavitt shortly, and then 6:35, Darvish, Nick Martinez.
Well, back to this whole Manny thing real quick because comments are coming in. I don't want the players to think that this season's already over. I want them to believe that there's a ton of time left.
I know, but I want to hear urgency, don't you? Don't you want to hear a little I'm asking for urgency.
I do.
I'm not saying give up. I'm saying I want urgency. And I know baseball doesn't work this way. If it did, you would just try a little harder and you'd squeeze the dust out of the bat and you'd hit a home run.
Yeah.
Baseball doesn't work that way.
It doesn't. You have to let the game come to you.
Yes, you have to relax. You have to trust the process. Everything Manny says. But I just want somebody to just go up there and slam one against the fence tonight.
Me too.
I'm sounding like you now.
On the chat, they said scoreboard 1, process 0.
I've been hanging out with you too much today.
Well, yeah.
You know, you're starting to get me a little anguished.
Well, if they win tonight, I will be happy. But by the time we all talk to everyone again, we will have two more games under our belt.
Man, if we have a 7-game losing streak by the time we talk tomorrow afternoon.
I'm not coming to work. I actually have to come to work because we got a Scraby show the next 2 days.
All right, I got 2 minutes left before the end. I've been holding on to this. The ESPN first traffic.
Just rip my headphones out.
Give me traffic,
yes.
And then I want to give you this last thing before we go.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Guys, I'm afraid that Southbound 5 wins the prize for the most problems this afternoon. Now a new crash right before SeaWorld Drive. Motorcycle involved in this one. It's in the center of Vine. Still clearing a crash on or near the Washington Street on-ramp, South 5. And a crash on Southbound 5 right around 28th Street. That is over the right shoulder, but it looks like fire crews have got that right lane blocked. In the North County, eastbound 78 near Mar Vista, we have reports of some car parts in the two right lanes. Westbound 78 just before Los Poses, there is a collision involving several vehicles. They're in the center divide Another crash up ahead, West 78, right before the 5. Those vehicles are in middle lanes. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, now before I get to this quick thing, you know who looks like the most unhappy guy in all of sports, honestly? Tom Thibodeau, coach of the Knicks.
He always does.
Bare none. I mean, you show a shot at Tom Thibodeau, Knicks up by 50, and he looks angrier than Aaron Boone.
It's true.
Right now, he's only mildly angry. The Knicks lead the Sixers 49-47 early third quarter. Knicks trying to close out these Sixers. I wonder if Thibodeau will smile. Four teams get a grade of F for the month of April from ESPN. I think you can guess three of them very easily. The Rockies.
White Sox.
Who are awful. The White Sox, who are awful. And?
Astros.
No, well, yes. And the Marlins. I was going to ask you the fourth. There's four. The Marlins. And then, yes, the Astros are the surprise of that group.
Yes, definitely.
Right? I mean, the Astros are a contending team. Normally, they're in the AL Championship Series a year ago. They are 9-19. I will say this. There have been six teams that have had worse records than that in the month of April that have made the playoffs in the last 20 years or so. So it does happen. Padres 2006 were 9-15, 375 win percentage in April.
Okay.
Ended up 88-74, won the NL West.
Trust the process.
They must have trusted the process that year. Those four teams get Fs. The Angels get a D. The
really?
Diamondbacks get an early season D.
I agree with that.
Tampa Bay.
Underwhelming. And Tampa Bay has been underwhelming.
Yeah, St. Louis gets a D+. Oakland, I think this is too low. Oakland gets a C-. I'd give them like an A almost for winning any games.
I would too.
Giants get a C-. What do you got for the San Diego Padres?
I got to say D.
C- for the Padres. I think D's probably better.
It's a losing
grade.
Month.
14-18. Says the article here, we don't have any kind of read on the Padres just yet.
Neither do we.
Yeah, right. Musgrove isn't getting blasted. Bogaerts isn't driving the ball with any authority. Machado's right arm is finally healthy enough for him to play, so maybe his offense will increase. On the other hand, Dylan Cease has been great. Rookie Jackson Merrill has been a pleasant surprise. And Jerks and Profar has been amazing. So what are the Padres? It's hard to say now, but probably a 500 team in the end. Catch a few breaks, though, and that could land them a wild card.
Are we going to be happy with 500? No.
If it takes a wild card, yep.
If it gets into the wild card, then yeah. But I don't believe that's going to get you into the wild card.
It may get you close. That's what they're saying in the article. If a C- doesn't sound too good, the World Series champion Texas Rangers also got a C- for the first month of the season. There is a long way to go, but urgency would be good starting tonight. If you're wondering what teams get an A for the first month of the season, three teams. Royals, Brewers, Guardians.
Okay. At least the Yankees aren't on that list.
A- for the Yankees.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Gwen and Chris, tomorrow after the game. So that means we'll have tonight's game and tomorrow's game to talk about.
Two wins, Chris.
I hope so. Scraby, good job today.
You
Everybody
too.
Else, thanks for the contribution. Sammy Levitt's pregame show is next, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Line change.